So I walk up to my best friend Benji and I say to him, on a scale from 1 to 10, how morally opposed are you to going to Mormon prom? And you don't know Benji, but he doesn't love social events. I'm not going to lie. He doesn't love them. So I figured it would be a solid, like, 5 to 7. And he said, oh, I'm actually not opposed at all. And I said, oh, well, then maybe you want to go with me. And he said, yeah, that'd be really cool. And then he texted me later and he said, Caitlin, you're really lame because you did not propose to me at all. There was no poster. There was no candy. I'm very disappointed. And I said, wow, that's too bad. But then I made him a meme. And that's real 2019 love, guys. Not gonna lie.
Welcome to the Seahawk Journal's podcast, Island Girls. We're your hosts. I'm Allie Perez.
And I'm Caitlin Massey.
So our first episode revolves around something everyone knows and loves, prom. Prom is a night of fun with friends, and it's just something everyone looks forward to in their high school careers. However, it can also be full of a whole lot of prama.
Oh, yeah.
The planning especially is probably the most stressful part of prom and can lead to drama that ends up stealing the fun from the whole event.
Allie and I decided to coin the phrase prama, which is prom drama, and I think it's pretty appropriate just mm-hmm. because there's so much of it going around with trying to get your dress, trying to find a date, trying to figure out how you want to propose to your date. It's such a big deal.
There's so much pressure on everyone to make, like, prom the best night of your life because the media has, like, made it into that. Mm-hmm. But it's really not, and it shouldn't be the best night of your life, honestly. I mean, it's just a school dance.
I hope it's not. All these movies led me to believe, like, oh, when it's prom night, all my dreams are going to come true, you know? So Allie and I actually both had the opportunity to attend prom. I went with my best friend, Benji Jolly, and we were able to go to Mormon prom, a prom that my church hosts, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and it was super awesome.
And I attended our high school prom as a reporter to talk to the students about their experiences and just hear what they had to say about the whole event.
She also came in socks and sandals.
Yes, I was wearing a very casual dress with a cardigan and socks and sandals.
And that's what you get to do when you're a reporter. Yeah. Just like show up to events in socks and sandals.
It was the best moment of my life.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think prom is definitely so much fun, but it's also...
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of tears and sweat and maybe even a little blood while you're trying to put your boutonniere on your date's shirt.
I wasn't even attending prom for the dance, and it was still stressful for me, so I think that says something.
Yeah, you get that secondhand stress, too.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
My friend was trying to find her prom dress, like, 4 months before prom, and it was stressing me out, and I didn't even know I was going to prom yet, so it was a lot.
Yeah, I feel like just the whole environment before prom, it's really high energy mm-hmm. and high stress.
Yes, you can practically feel the stress dripping off of all these junior girls. Like, it's insane how much stress these kids put themselves under to make this night perfect.
While I was at the dance, I talked to Lexi and then in a separate interview, Callie and Maggie.
We also decided to do one more in-depth interview with Dominic.
Lexi Prue has had good experiences all of her prom encounters, I guess. She's attended prom for 3 years, and she really enjoys it.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, 3 proms in a row, all
good. Yeah.
That is, like, a dream for
She's
many.
She's the golden girl.
She is.
We love you, Lexi.
We do. We love you, Lexi Prue.
I've just always been someone who really likes dances. And I think that the memories that come out of it are forever, even if the money is temporary.
Was there any sort of drama or struggles or issues before, or like planning-wise?
I mean, like, it's always a thing that's like, am I going to get promposed to this year? Am I going to get prom king? Am I going to like prom king? Am I going to like prom queen? But I mean, it's all just petty stuff. Once you get into prom, it doesn't really matter.
Maggie Betts and Callie Swain also enjoyed prom. They definitely felt the stress, as everyone does. But I mean, they had some really good things to say. Like, expectation versus reality was extremely drastic.
As juniors, like, we didn't really have past experience, so it was more like expectation or what it, you know, you see in the movies and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting it definitely to be less awkward at first.
Yeah.
It always starts off super awkward, and then, I don't know, you just get kind of tired after a while, I guess, after dancing for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's really fun when you've got a good group to go with. And the before and after is like the best part.
I agree.
Yeah.
Would you say that prom is worth all of like the time and planning and money and effort?
I think it's one of those things that you're going to look back on and laugh and be like, wow, that was really dumb and I wasted a lot of time and money. But I think that in the moment it's fun, and I think it's the idea that's fun. And I think that it's, I mean, the dressing up and the dancing with your friends and
it's a
all
good
that.
Thing to have kids look forward to.
Yeah.
Especially because it's super fun when you've got a date and, like, you're getting ready, or, like, when you've got a good group and, like, you're all having fun at dinner and stuff. Like, that's super cool.
Yeah, I agree. It's just something to look forward to. It's silly, but it's...
You're going to look back on these memories and you're going to be like, that was a good night.
Yeah.
Or that was a crappy night, depending on.
Yeah. Either one's a good story, though. Yeah.
You'll have a story, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say that there was like any struggles or drama during the planning?
Yes. Yeah. There will always be drama. There's always,
it's high school.
Yeah.
High schoolers make drama where there is no drama.
Exactly what you said. It's not even that there should be drama. It's just like
somebody finds a way to stir it up.
Yeah. It just gets into these weird, like, people get touchy about it and it ends up amounting to absolutely nothing.
What's funny is most of the girls had higher expectations than the guys did, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Most girls go into prom expecting it to be like it is in the movies. Guys, not so much. I mean, I'm sure they think
they
it'll
have
be
some
great.
Expectations,
yeah,
but not as many.
I definitely thought it wouldn't be as fun as homecoming because there'd be less people there, and I mean, a lot of people just leave because they like to do other things and stuff. So I was mm-hmm. like, probably won't be as fun, I guess. But I ended up having a way better time than I thought I would. It was just my best friends in the whole world and stuff like that. Like, my group was just a group of guys, stag, and a group of girls, stag. And we just combined. And it was just totally a big group of friends just hanging out. And it was just a really fun time.
That is fun.
I know the people that were, like, working on prom especially were stressed out because they're like, oh, it has to be perfect and stuff like that. I don't know, like, certain groups are like, the night has to be perfect and everything has to go in this order or it's not going to be fun. But I mean, people like different things, I guess. More people should go to it because it's really, really fun. And if you just go with friends or people you like, you'll have the time of your life. I mean, it's just a really fun time. And even if you don't expect that much, you can still make the most of the night.
The main idea, I think, that came out of it was that it's just a night that you're going to remember regardless of if it's perfect or not. So you shouldn't stress so much on trying to make it the best night of your life or the best time in high school, because yes, it's an important event somewhat, but it's just a dance. It's just a 3-hour dance.
It's not the end all be all, basically. It, like, your prom experience will not determine how good the rest of your life is going to
be. Yes!
Surprisingly enough, contrary to many teen movies.
I think regardless of the prom experience that you have, whether it's good or bad, it's something that you'll remember for a really long time, and it's something that you'll look back on at like a high school reunion or something and laugh with your friends, or it's like something you'll tell your kids or
I think prom is what you make of it, and despite expectations and despite the glorification of it, no matter what your prom is like, if you are there to have a good time, you will have a good time. But if you're going to be a little whiny butt about it, then you're not going to have a good time, surprisingly enough. We're the Island Girls. This is the conclusion of our podcast. We hope that you enjoyed listening. Special thanks to Mr. Thompson and to all of Journalism Club.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without any of them. Honestly, I think we probably bugged them because it took us so long to do.
It did take us a long time, but...
Hey, it's here.
Yeet, that's it. And recording.